of the gypsy woman, and her caravan was gone.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That is PJ Vegas, and featuring on that track is Stella Standing Bear and Tippy. The song you just heard here on the show is called The Buffalo No. PJ is the son of Pat Vega from Redbone. You may know them from Come and Get Your Love. And he is a wonderful dude, as is his father. Julian Taylor here, and we've got brand new music from Sarah Kay. Sarah Kay is from Thunder Bay, and she used to be actually someone who helped me out and put this show together a little while ago when it first got started. We are 4 years into this, and I'm really excited. Couldn't be more happy and proud of Sarah Kay. Here is her brand new track, Do You Think of Me, on the Jukebox.
You hear me?
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That is brand new music from Kaylee Jade, The Ceiling. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. Kaylee won the Indigenous Songwriter of the Year at the Canadian Folk Music Awards when they were hosted in St. John's a couple years back. Really great place to have the awards. I loved it. Music coming up from an artist that I was just introduced to from South Africa. The album is called Burnout. And this is an artist by the name of Sipho Mabuse. Dennis Coffey is on the show, joined by Mayor Hawthorne with a cover of P-Funk's All Your Goodies Are Gone. Also coming up on the show, Luna Lee with a song called You Didn't Have to Go, released this past summer. Luna Lee is a Canadian artist with Korean descent as well, multi-instrumentalist and indie pop alternative rock and roll artist that I think you'll dig. And now we've got another Luna L, who's our featured artist of the week. Luna L is an R&B artist with some great, thoughtful lyrics. And here is the song Perfect by Design.
Something about your heart or maybe is it 'cause I'm too attractive, babe? Got a piece of your heart, I wear your heart on my sleeve. I got all of your love, ain't no one else in between.
I got all of your love, ain't no one else in between.
You didn't have to go. You didn't have to go.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Starting a new farm can be hard, especially for young people.
And staying in farming is harder.
Vanessa Garcia Polanco of the National Young Farmers Coalition says most farms in the U.S. are passed from one generation to the next, and land is expensive. So to join the industry, young people who do not inherit property must have access to credit, and many are already saddled with student loan debt. So often, young farmers operate on tight margins and cannot afford crop insurance. And that puts them in a precarious spot if a severe storm or drought strikes.
More established farmers, they will have more capital, they will have land tenure. So for a young farmer who experiences any climate shock or climate event, it just becomes more risky.
And the blow may be too severe for them to recover. For example, Polanco says her group's Texas chapter was hit hard by a severe winter storm in 2021.
The chapter had like 20 people and most of them stopped farming, and we literally had to close the chapter down.
To give new farmers a better chance of success, the coalition is advocating for federal programs that help them access land and capital, so more young people can start farming and stay afloat, even if disaster strikes. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.